Welcome back to Brain Biohacking with your host, Kayla Barnes. We dive into all things optimal health, optimal brain health, nutrition, peak performance, cognitive excellence, biohacking, longevity, and so much more. All right, Jack, it is such a pleasure to have you here with me today.
Kayla, thank you for having me. Very happy and excited to be a part of your podcast. Really cool.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to be talking about something very important and something that I don't think a lot of people know. So you are the CEO of Essentia Mattress. You guys make incredible mattresses. Honestly, I did not know that a mattress could be so comfortable, but also at the same time, low toxin. So the first thing I want to talk about is, why did you want to create a mattress that was low toxin? What toxins can be in mattresses and why might this matter for health?
Well, I came to realize this going back 23 years ago. I had realized that with some family members who were undergoing some health issues, the sleep environment in your home, indoor environment is really, really important. And people who are suffering with some really severe illnesses are become hypersensitive to this environment. In analyzing what was contributing to that, I realized at that time that the mattress probably had the most off-gassing of any item in a house, more than paint, more than carpeting, more than furniture. The density and the materials used to make conventional mattresses was the number one thing off-gassing in the room. So that's when I sort of started on my journey, educating myself and figuring out what alternatives were and not finding alternatives. My instincts then were to hit the labs and start a R&D develop products that didn't exist.
I love that. Can we walk through some of the most commonly found toxins in conventional mattresses?
Well, the main culprit that's coming out of there is polyurethane. So the polyurethane has the phenol, formaldehydes, and everything that's coming out of that, like you would in any flexible plastic that's out there. So right now that the urethanes exist on so many products in home, whether it be the flexible foam in your couch, seating, upholstery, and basically the mattress. But the difference is that on most furnishings, there are low density. When you get into the mattress, they get into high densities, higher elasticity, and much greater rate of off-gassing that comes out, and for a longer period of time before all the off-gassing is released into the air. So those were the triggers of what we were able to see back then is with people who were severely ill, they would spark up some hypersensitivities, either break into a rash, have respiratory issues, not being able to sleep well. So those are the reactions that the bodies were having. And, you know, we came to realize, well, people were hypersensitive. They maybe are noticing that that their sleep environment is not clean. However, the ordinary person who's in good health, their bodies are fighting this and they're, you know, being able to tolerate it. But we became obsessed with trying to figure out, well, what is it doing to us anyhow? Can't be good, even if we're tolerating it, even if we're fighting it off and not breaking out into hives and having respiratory issues. It's got to be doing something to the brain. It's got to be just doing something to our sleep. And we spent years just analyzing sleep and trying to understand what that does. And today we've come to understand it quite well over obsessing over these things over the last 19 years. But specifically over the last 10 years, we've really got a good sense of what stimulants basically interfere with sleep, and toxins is on the top of my list. It basically accelerates your central nervous system, and it doesn't allow you to get into the deep cycles, the REM sleep and the deep sleep cycles. I call toxins kind of the sleeping pill effect. What I mean by that is if you've ever taken a sleeping pill, you'll get knocked out and you'll be unconscious. Probably be that laying in bed for 7-8 hours. But when you wake up in the morning, you're actually feeling groggy. You're not feeling too good. Why? It's because the sleeping pill knocked you out, but it kept you in the awakened stages of sleep, the low level sleeps where there's a lot of central nervous system activity, but it doesn't get you winding down to REM sleep and deep sleep as much as you should. Same thing, the toxins, they're stimulating the central nervous system and not allowing you to log in enough time in REM and deep sleep.
That's so important. I talk about toxins all the time because at the end of the day, I mean, we have such a high toxic burden. At my clinic, we do a test called a total tox burden. And I would say 100% of patients come back with between 5 and 10 toxins in the high range, and then another 5 to 10 in the medium range. And this is just, in my opinion, one of the really pinpoint cases of why we have so much chronic disease. I mean, there's a lot of other factors too, like people not getting in nature, not moving their bodies. But when we're being hit with toxins in our food system, our air, our water, our beds, our homes, I mean, it's just way too much for the system. And, you know, people have bigger buckets. Some people can detox better than others, or some people do sauna and do more detoxification. But at the end of the day, we're just not built to withstand all these toxins. So when it comes to adding in all of these chemicals into things like beds and couches, when did this all start, and who thought this was a good idea? Is it just a cheap way to make different products?
It's the way to scale and the way to mass market products. So, the polyurethane flexible foam has been around for a really long time. The game got elevated when memory foams came in, and I guess we're probably over 35 years from when that's been introduced. And that's been probably the single largest impact on sleep, on sleeping materials. They offer incredible pressure relief, posture redistribution, and chemical factories can pump these out at scale, and you know, millions of these around the world. So when people are looking at manufacturing and industrialization, they're looking for components that are predictable and scalable and at a low cost. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, low cost, for example, one of the components we use in our mattress is organic essential oils. And that's one of the components that really work on how the behavior of our latex foam. If I, you know, a liter of essential oils costs hundreds of dollars. A liter of fuel costs a few dollars. So while we think that, while we do believe that our gas prices are quite high for running our vehicles, that's nothing compared to what it would cost if you had to run your car in essential oils. So that's where I mean that it's low cost, scalable. And that's the industrialization of the mattress. Prior to that, a lot of different issues were there. Mattresses did not have proper support, proper pressure redistribution. A lot of it were fiber-based. So whether you were on hay, horse hair, wool, any type of fiber, that introduces a different stimulant, which is allergens, becomes housing for dust mites, bed bugs. There's a different issue that comes with allergens. So sleep has come a long way. However, in the most part, it's compromising with chemical exposures, which is something that we don't believe in. And the technology today does not require us to have these polyurethane foams in our mattresses, nor does it require us to push ourselves all the way back to wool and cotton. And the problem with those fibers, I'll tell you, back in the day when our grandparents would have a wool bed, it wasn't there for like 20 years or 10 years or 7 years, whatever the life of the mattress is. It wasn't there for a long-term period without being cleaned. What they used to do is remove the wool, wash it, hang it out to dry, restuff it again. And that was a routine of cleaning the fibers that were in a mattress component. Today, wool and horse hair, whatever you're putting into the mattress, they're sewn shut. People do not go through wash cycles. So that becomes big nesting grounds, which house proteins from feces, fecal matter, and corpses from all the different living activity in these fiber battings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a really great point.
There's a few major stimulants that we eliminate from sleep, and that's what we've been obsessed with. Number one, top of the list is toxins, followed by allergens, which we have addressed with the wool. And then it gets into others like thermoregulation. But there's so much that goes into making the ultimate sleep biohacking mattress, because we've obsessed over every little detail in an uncompromising fashion. It's easy to do one thing well. It's hard to do everything well. And that's what we've worked on in our labs to create the perfect sleep environment.
I love that. So just to recap, I mean, we don't want to use conventional mattresses because of the toxic burden. Obviously, I don't think most people are sleeping on like wool or just natural fibers at this point. But if you were, you could have a corpse in there, which is scary, of an insect, I'm assuming, obviously.
Several hundred thousands of them.
Okay, several hundred thousands of them. That is scary. Good. Well, I'm really glad I don't have those mattresses. So anyways, what you guys do, though, first of all, what I love is it's GOTS certified organic. So walk us through the materials that you do use. You also use an organic latex. So talk about what the materials are, what GOTS certified organic is. After I got your guys' mattress, I like only search GOTS certified organic now. So everything else that I'm trying to purchase as well is in that same line. So just walk us through what you guys are doing and using and what GOTS certified organic means.
Yeah, so we've got two main certifications that we adhere to and are audited for. There's GOTS certified organic and GALS certified organic. They're quite similar. GOTS refer primarily the textiles you use, so the knit that is in the encasement of the mattress. GALS is Global Organic Latex Standard, which is the latex for making sure that the sourcing from farm to our factory, everything is certified organic, and there's so much that go into these certifications. They are the highest standard. And there's so many other certificates out there that are tree managed. For example, if you're in polyurethane, there are certifications in polyurethane. There are government standards, but nothing comes close to the standards required by GOTS and GALS. So two things that I kind of want people to be aware of when you see these certifications. It's not enough just to see the badge that it's GOTS certified, it's GALS certified. You really need to dig into what are they really saying. Is the complete mattress certified? Are the components certified? Or is it just simply one component that's certified? Some people will have a GOTS certified cover or a GALS certified latex, but will everything in that mattress be certified? And that's an important differentiator to avoid kind of the bait and switch where something sounds organic, looks organic, but is it truly all the way organic? For us, we're fully committed to making something that's certified organic. We even have our own standard above and beyond the GOTS and GALS certifications that we carry. We call it our Beyond Latex. What we mean by Beyond Latex is that we're making sure that we're building mattresses that are performing, that push the limits of REM sleep, deep sleep, while adhering to all of the organic certifications that certify us. So when we talk about GOTS and GALS certification at Essentia, it means that they are all organic performing products. All of our products are based on latex. Everything we do is blended in latex. We actually make the latex. We're the only vertical company that is pouring and baking our own latex. And with other organic components, could be essential oils is one of the primary ones. But one of the major components in organic and certified organic mattresses are coils. So most organic mattresses that you'll see out there, the most part of it is coils. The problem with the coils is there's nothing, they're inert. So they're not introducing toxins to your room, which is a good thing. However, they fall short on performance. They don't have the durability. They don't have the pressure relief. They don't have the posture support. And ultimately, they cause EMFs that are in all of our environments that are coming from your cell phone use and Wi-Fi signals and everything that you're streaming. They further enhance the erratic behavior via EMFs in your sleep environment. So when we're talking about certification, it's also about knowing what components are being used and assuring that every component follows those guidelines and has an actual benefit for you for when it comes to sleep. And that's what we do. All of our products are Gull's certified organic latex, and the complete core is made out of that.
And why is latex such a good material to be using for beds?
So latex is almost what the industrialized synthetic components are trying to mimic. So the latex, again, organic latex, is tapped from a tree and frothed up and made into basically a sponge. What's ideal about latex is a few things. One, it is extremely dense. So it's going to be very durable. It's going to be very supportive. Number two is it doesn't have any of the off-gassing. The third part is it's very breathable, so it allows a lot of your body heat to permeate through it instead of trapping it on top as a synthetic foam does. So those are just the basic ones that you get from general latex. When it comes to essential, we've patented different processes and different formulas that really take it to the next level. So our latex has increased elasticity. So you get to have the comfort of what you often think of a pillow top mattress. So you get that soft, gentle initial touch, but without having any fiber or low weight surface materials. To explain it in a certain way, the way mattresses are conventionally made is that the top level is going to be very low density comfort material. And as you go lower into the mattress, they're firmer, denser materials. Here I'm talking about organic products specifically. And then because the non-organic are even worse. They start with low density and they actually get lower in density all the way through. That's more of a cost purposes. But on a high quality latex, you're going to go with fibers like wool, cotton, batting, and that's going to be your comfort layers until you get to your latex, which is your support layers. At Essentia, we've patented slow response latex. Slow response latex is high elasticity, so it contours to your body. So it supports all of the negative space. If you have a very pronounced arch, lower back arch, we're going to cover all that empty space and support it. So that high elasticity gives that optimal pressure redistribution, optimal support, which eliminates some major pain points in what stimulates you to not have good sleep. Latex itself is the ultimate product to do this, because nothing else has the density, durability, and the ability to have this elasticity that we've kind of taken to the next level. But generally, even if you're not buying an Essentia specialized latex, the latex foam itself is still the much better option than springs or fibers or absolutely any polyurethane flexible foams.
I love that. And I can definitely attest that it definitely fills in all the curves. Like I said, I mean, I did not know that a mattress could be this comfortable and this healthy. So, I mean, you guys did an incredible job. I want to talk about some of the other features now, though. So the bed also can help something with EMFs. Can you explain that technology?
Yes, that's been a big project of mine for the last 5 years. We work with a lot of pro athletes, a lot of biohackers, high achievers, the people that are trying to either thrive in their current work, or also for longevity purposes and just be their best for the longest amount of time. So one of the challenges I've faced with a lot of these people is that they don't want to let go of technology, specifically the pro athletes. A lot of these guys are younger players, guys and girls are younger players, and they're away from home, away from their families, and they're willing to do everything for their training and well-being, except maybe drop the phone and all that. So this was a project that I took on, trying to understand the impact of these signals, these EMFs that come from all of our devices at home. And we were able to work with a doctor in Switzerland and in analyzing blood work. So through dark field microscopy, we're able to identify that all of these signals from satellites and antennas and all of our data signals, they come in a very erratic method. It's not linear. It's not a direct line to your phone. It's right. These signals are everywhere. What we are able to observe is that your blood behaves as erratic as those signals, forcing your blood cells to kind of group together, almost looking like a caterpillar type of effect. When they all group together this way, it prevents the free flow of oxygen through your blood cells. What we had determined is if we create this overarching wave, a low frequency wave in the sleep environment, that would be the dominant signal. All of the data signals that come in would follow this proper harmony that doesn't obstruct the body's functions. And that's what we did. We introduced as another component to our latex, we blend in an activated quartz. Activated quartz, which is a stone, and it's a very, very, very small granular component that's added to our latex froth while it's being prepared. That activated quartz has created this low level signal that through all of our testing on the same subjects that we're showing erratic blood cell behavior, we see that erratic blood cell activity no longer happens in this activated quartz environment. So we put these in. It's something that we tested over the last 5 years. We introduced it to our pro athlete models about 2 years ago, and last year made this available to all of our performance mattresses. So right now, with this activated quartz in our latex formula, it covers about a 10 by 10 foot space within the sleep environment, which means that if you're in bed and you're downloading, watching movies, streaming, your blood cells are no longer being impacted by these EMFs. And that's our method of embracing technology and working around it instead of shutting ourselves down from it, which is maybe not in the cards for most people.
I love that. Super important. I mean, I work really hard to make sure that my sleep environment in general doesn't have any EMF signals. You know, I unplug things, turn Wi-Fi off at night, keep my mattress away from any even outlets, about 12 inches. So that's a great thing, but it also is amazing that it's just kind of built in. Does that give any like grounding type benefits?
So the grounding benefits are different. The grounding is almost like directing the flow. So whereas erratic signals are coming in, and the grounding pad may allow it to flow exit, but it's still going through the body. So the grounding really works with more of the old school devices that are plugged into the wall, and allowing to channel that EMF away from the body before it gets to the body. However, when we're talking about Wi-Fi signals, data signals, they're coming from everywhere. So the grounding pad will only channel it away once it's passed through, and it's not going to, you won't get the benefits of non-erratic blood cell behavior. So it's really more important to have this dominant organic wave that your body adapts to and is used to, just like our body signals are. So by creating this zone is really protecting us from the effects of Wi-Fi.
I love that. Another thing that I love is that the mattress runs, I think it's about 9 degrees cooler, correct? I love a cold sleeping environment, so this is a huge plus for me. Can you talk through how that works?
Sure. And that's good. Starts off with a little bit of what I was saying about the latex having some thermal regulation. regulation properties, and then on how we've been able to formulate it with our other organic additives that we've put into our formula, we've been able to accelerate that a whole lot more. If I go back just a couple of years, you know, one of the interesting things about Essentia is that still today, the formulas that I developed in 2006 have not been matched by the industry yet. And I'm at my sixth iteration of Essentia formula. And each one has, we've just outdone ourselves because we're fully committed to constant R&D. 2 years ago, our performance mattress dropped 7 degrees over an 8 hour time lapse. And with the introduction of our quartz formula, that's increased to 9 degrees in our latest version in this last year that we've been selling. 9 degrees, and that difference from 7 to 9 really was because the addition of quartz. Quartz is also something that does not retain heat, expels heat. It's like a stone. It's like you're sleeping on a flexible stone within the latex. So what we focus on is not cooling down the body, is not introducing any foreign EMF. So to give you a little bit of a what's typically out there is people are either plugging in a device that will cool down the bed, or they're the most popular, unfortunately, is people are putting in phase changing chemicals. The mattress makers are all doing this. They're putting phase changing chemicals on the textiles and on the foams of their products. That's introducing more toxic cocktails to your sleep environment. So I suggest you do not buy a mattress that says sleep's cool, because usually that's equals, you know, phase changing chemicals have been added to it. What we do is unique, because what we've observed is that it's the constant drop in temperature that makes the difference. That's what moves the needle in getting better, longer, deep sleep cycles. So if whatever temperature your body's at when you go to bed, and that surface contact between you and the bed, is that constantly going down? Naturally speaking, that contact point is always going to go up. What we've been able to achieve is this natural thermoregulation of the body. So what our surface allows your body to do is expel heat. And every one of us is different, and through different phases in our lives, our bodies want to expel, certain bodies need to expel more heat than others. So by having this very breathable organic surface allows your body heat to escape, and it doesn't get trapped at the surface. It's constantly permeating through. And we've been able to measure that this goes up to 9 degrees over an 8 hour time lapse. And this has been a huge factor in getting the sleep tracking results that we have. Like last year we did a double blind study with 75 pro athletes. We did a 10-week baseline study and understanding how they slept beforehand. The following 10 weeks, the 75 athletes received a new bed. Half of them received Essentia. The other half received either a conventional high quality memory foam, a gel foam, and even just an organic mattress. And what we noticed is that in the awakened stages, which is actually pretty interesting, everyone knew they were being evaluated. So everyone was at their best behavior in their actual sleep routines. We did notice that everyone improved in the light sleep cycles. But when it gets to the deep sleep cycles, you actually can't consciously control that. You're fully asleep. We had a 20 to 60% increase in REM sleep and deep sleep on 75 athletes. So the numbers were incredible. And we credit that to all of the different stimulants that we've eliminated from beds, starting with toxins, followed by allergens, followed by the ability to your body to properly thermoregulate on the mattress, and following the obvious pain points. You said the mattress is extremely comfortable, but comfort also equals no pain, proper pressure distribution, proper support. So those are the factors that you know, including the EMFs, the elimination of the erratic waves. These are all the factors that altogether make a 20 to 60% difference in pro athletes and high performers that already take the best habits and try to put their best foot forward to achieving good sleep.
That's amazing. I was not aware of that study, but I love that. And keeping it colder is great. My husband says that I'm like a furnace. So I'm really thrilled that it's helping him, I guess, sleep better too with the cooling technology. Are there any other main points that you want to discuss regarding the mattress?
Well, we've covered a whole lot when it comes to the stimulants. That's, again, what we obsess over a whole lot. And, we're just proud. We're just grateful that we've been able to achieve what we've achieved. We're grateful that the biohackers, high performers, and so many people are satisfied with what we do. Lately, we've been doing also some incredibly oversized. So one of the things that we're like I tell my team in the factory when we get some specific orders, because we're making beds now that are, it used to be focused on NBA players would get oversized beds, but right now it seems that so many people, from celebrities to just about any household, are requesting huge beds, sometimes 10 feet by 10 foot beds, 12 foot by 12 foot beds. And we make them all in our factory. It's like I tell the team, as Ferrari factory, we're expected to do anything, and we do everything possible to meet the needs of our customers. So we're pretty proud of how far we've come, and that we've always been able to take ourselves to the next level, whether it be the size, but ultimately in the sleep performance of the mattress. That's what's been exciting for me. That's what keeps me going in the lab.
I love that. Well, my husband will also be happy about that, because he asked me to scoot like all the way to the edge of the mattress. We have a king size mattress, but I sleep just on my back. Like, literally, I don't move. I'm just like a straight up and down stick when I'm sleeping, but apparently he wants to be like a starfish. So we might have to get a bigger Essentia mattress at some point. Let's talk about the sheets really quick. The sheets are amazing too. You guys have pillows and sheets. And I love that you guys really stay laser focused, just mostly on mattresses, but you have incredible like ancillary products. So the sheets are also GOTT certified organic. Is there any special technology within the sheets and the pillows, of course?
So we have a few things. So when it comes to our pillows, the pillows are made of the same formulas that we use on the mattress. So you're getting the same materials, the same Essentia technology when it comes to the latex and the performance of the latex. We have pillows that are a little bit more conventional in behavior. But then we have our comfort pillow, which is actually interesting that it has a loose fill type of pillow with the conventional latex shell on it. And then we have our classic pillows, which have the slow response latex that we're known for as the outer shell, and also this blend inside. They're incredible pillows, and we've come a long way to, again, making sure we don't just have products for the sake of having products. We try to keep the least amount of SKUs possible, but they have to be perfect. They have to be right. So we do have a lot of people, specifically when it comes to our classic and comfort pillows, broader shoulders seem to appreciate those pillows a little lot more. And we have a slimmer pillow, which also works well. But the pillow can only work as good as the mattress is on. That's why we're so focused on the mattress. But just to give you an idea of how focused we are and everything, obviously our pillows are GOTT and GOLL certified. When it comes to the sheets, for years we've made a GOTT certified organic sheet, and we just didn't want to have organic sheets just to say we had sheets because we're a mattress maker. We had to have a really nice, finely weaved product that was soft to the touch, performed well, aged well, and that was very breathable. That's what we've been offering for years. This year, we just launched a new technology in sheets as well. It's the only micro-knit sheet out there. So rather than weaving like a conventional sheet, these are micro-knits. These micro-knits are super soft. They stretch. It sort of feels like that awesome t-shirt that you don't want to get rid of. It's like sleeping on that awesome t-shirt. And the more you wash them, the more they get softer. They're already soft out of the box. Those are our new performance knits. So it's a little bit of a breakthrough in how we're making sheets, and that's something we've just launched the last few months. We're pretty proud of, again, as a mattress maker, kind of breaking down and improving something that was a little bit out of our main focus. Our new performance knit sheets are pretty cool.
That's wonderful. Well, as I've said so many times already on our podcast, I'm a huge fan of it. I really feel like my sleep environment right now couldn't be any better. And it's been such a pleasure to dive a little bit deeper into the technology. It's been a while since I've seen you in person, but I have a code that I will, of course, include in the show notes and a link to your website. I will also include the mattress that I'm currently sleeping on, the Dormus. Am I saying that right?
Dormus REM 9. You're okay. On the Dormus REM 9. REM 9 is easier to remember.
Yes, it is. It's a bit of a difficult word, but the mattress is incredible. So thank you so much for being here today with me.
Thank you. Like I said, we're obviously, we'd love people to use our products, but just awareness of how important sleep is will benefit everyone. So if they focus on their sleep environment, and hopefully people will benefit from this conversation we had today.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think the main takeaway is obviously reducing the toxic burden inside your bedroom and during sleep. And the last thing I want to mention too is, you know, it is an investment, but the thing that I love is you guys have a 20-year warranty, correct? Yep. So, I mean, that just speaks volumes of quality there. And at the end of the day, you know, if you want something really high quality, it is going to be a little bit of an investment. But I don't personally know of any other mattress company that offers a 20-year warranty.
We actually, I actually know that we are offering a value here. So we know that through the use of the mattress, it will elevate your existence, elevate your wellness, your thriving, happiness. Because don't forget, deep sleep affects both the mental and physical attributes of your wellness. And so it's an investment, but that pays back through the whole life of the product. So it's just, you know, we're pretty comfortable that we're doing a good thing by offering the best product.
I couldn't agree more. And just for the record, I'm sitting at about 2 hours per night of deep and REM sleep consistently every night. So
cool. Awesome.
I think I'm doing pretty well. So thank you so much. And I'm sure that I'll see you soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Hacking was created and is hosted by Kayla Barnes. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Kayla Barnes, does not accept responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of the information contained herein. Opinions of their guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical issue, consult a licensed physician.